Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
The Trump administration, the Middle East. I welcome my colleagues, Ambassador Hossein Haqqani of the Hudson Institute, former ambassador to the United States from Pakistan, and Bill Raggio, senior fellow, Foundation for the Defense of Democracy, keeping the Long War Journal a chronicle of the wars of the Ummah these last decades. Gentlemen, a new national security advisor within hours, Mr. Waltz of Florida, and a new Secretary of State, when confirmed, the well-known Marco Rubio of Florida. Mr. Ambassador, do you anticipate profound shift in the approach to the Middle East from the Rubio State Department eventually and the Waltz National Security Council immediately? Good evening to you.
Good evening. I'm quite certain that President Trump will have a more what can best be described as a realist foreign policy. He would keep American intervention to a minimum, but at the same time not let go on any issue that is of crucial concern and of importance to the United States. I would expect both National Security Advisor Waltz and Secretary of State Rubio to be hardliners on Iran. At the same time, I think that we will have a little less posturing and lecturing on issues that are exclusively in the internal domain of the countries and governments of the region. Friends will probably be respected. Adversaries will be threatened. And at the same time, I don't think there will be too much in terms of resources flowing to either.
Bill, a very good evening to you. Let's start with the sharp end of the stick. Do you anticipate more deployment to the Middle East? I understand roughly now we have 30,000 military personnel, mostly naval and Air Force support, but on the ground in eastern Syria and northern Iraq, certainly there are Marine contingents everywhere guarding embassies and locations. Do you anticipate a strong growth in that number for the first years of the Trump administration under Mr. Rubio and Mr. Valls?
Hello, John and Hussein. Yeah, I agree with Hussein. I think we are going to see a far more realistic foreign policy from President Trump, from a Trump administration, and we'll take a hard line on Iran. I think this realism can result in a withdrawal from both Iraq and Syria. I don't think the administration is going to want to increase the number of troops in the Middle East, except temporarily. The one place where I could see this happening is with the Houthis in Syria, given that they've shut down the Red Sea for 14 months now. I do think this is something that will bother Trump and his administration. Waltz, Ruby, and Rubio certainly will not take kindly to this action. And I think they'll be advising him to take a hard stance on this, to either military action to get the Houthis to stop or pressuring the Iranians to get their proxy to end. But his inclination in the Middle East is not to increase activity, but to decrease activity there. And he ran on a platform of no new wars. Now you could argue the Houthi war, or the war with, you know, what's going on with Iran is a continuation of ongoing conflict. But I think what you'll see is this administration doing its best to not increase its presence in the Middle East, but at times being drug in, for instance, to deal with the Houthis.
Mr. Ambassador, the Houthis appear to be extremely confident of their position because they're not responsible to the citizenry of northern Yemen, I learned from the FT. And they continue the barrage against Israel. As Bill said, also, as we know, damaging to the global traffic through the Red Sea. Do you see a solution to this, or are we just maintaining low-level conflict through the first years of the Trump administration?
Yemen has its particular topography and polity, and therefore it has always been one of the more difficult regions to deal with. At the same time, I mean, it's a bit like sort of, you know, parts of Afghanistan, which is what enabled the insurgency to last as long as it did when the Americans were present in Afghanistan. And for enemies like that, you always need creative solutions. So we will see if there is a creative solution available, or will the U.S. military leadership continue to advise occasional strikes, airstrikes, and nothing else. There could be a buildup of regional forces in a way in which they can deal with the Houthis. And of course, any effort to break the relationship between Iran and the Houthis would be welcome, because that would deprive the Houthis of the source of sustenance that they have had for so long.
Bill, maximum pressure, that's the buzzwords for the first term of the Trump administration towards Iran. And the reporting is it's coming back. Was that effective, Bill?
So maximum pressure was effective in keeping the Iranians from going on the offensive, from active military operations, but it did not stop the Iranians from building its network of proxies, of expanding the so-called axis of resistance, the Houthis, Hezbollah, Hamas, the plethora of Iraqi militias. But it did keep them somewhat dormant. Right. So we didn't have a lot of active war fighting with the reduction of or the elimination of the of maximum pressure from the Biden administration. The Iranians were emboldened. So I think if it returns, it can bring some stability, can rein in Iran's worst tendencies, but it won't stop the Iranians from operating in the shadows. For instance, I would expect the Iranians, even with maximum pressure, to work to rebuild Hezbollah and reestablish its arsenal, to try to keep Hamas in the game however it can, to keep working with the Iraqi militias and with the Houthis. But I do think that a maximum pressure campaign could get the, you know, I think that needs to be accompanied with military action against the Houthis and perhaps some limited strikes within Iran that could get that Houthi action to stop, to make the Iranians rethink. The problem is with the Iranians is if you leave them in the game, if you leave that regime in the game, you know, they're going to keep operating. They're very clever. They think in terms of just like the jihadists do, decades and generations. So just because they're dormant for a couple of years doesn't mean the Iranians are defeated. So a campaign like maximum pressure has to span administrations. It can't be on one administration and off the next.
I'm speaking to Bill Rajo, the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy, and Ambassador Hossein Haqqani of the Hudson Institute, anticipating the Trump administration within hours and the Middle East. When we come back, Lebanon has a president. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps, in line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock, LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.